Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
So, business coach, how do you go about restoring the basics of professionalism?
My young nephew wanted to know the proper attire was for a conference he was about to attend. He was advised business casual would be fine. He chose a button-down shirt, slacks, and a sport coat. Not only was he extremely overdressed, but the most common attire at this conference was t-shirt, torn jeans, and flip-flops. There is a difference between being comfy and being unprofessional. Let's look at three areas of professionalism I think need to be restored in business today.
All right, what's number one?
Being on time.
What a novel idea.
When a person is late for client appointments, fails to show up for work, ready to perform when the shift starts, or simply just no-shows a meeting or fails to come to work unannounced, or even ghosts an interview, this is purely a lack of respect and professionalism. Sure, life happens, and there are instances that make perfect sense for this to happen occasionally, but I'm talking about the habitual offenders. You know who they are. Stop tolerating this behavior and demand professionalism.
Okay, the second thing?
Language. What we used to call locker room language is just commonplace in general conversations now. People shout offensive words at sporting events, walking down the street, and yes, even in business meetings. Where did we lose civility and professionalism and make foul language acceptable? Within the walls of your business, you can set the standard and demand people properly use professionalism in communication.
And lastly,
make professionalism part of your culture. Civility is obviously in decline in our world, so people may not fully understand the expectations you have for your work culture. Like any other skill in the workplace, it is something that should be taught, have expectations set, and have accountability. Media and entertainment are not your ally in your civility expectation, so take the reins and establish your standard.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.